Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by an actress, graduate of the Hart School of Music. You've seen her on Disney Cruise Lines, at Tokyo Disney, and theaters around the world. She's currently part of the national tour of the Addams Family, playing Morticia. We welcome Renee Catherine Coher.
Hello. How are you?
Absolutely great, Renee. Let's go beyond the mic. You've played this role many years at the Herbinger Theater Center in Arizona. What makes Morticia so special for you?
Oh my goodness. She is such an incredible, grounded, strong female character. And I think that's a really important thing nowadays, especially in musical theater, is to find a character that really, truly knows what she wants. And she takes care of her family and she loves her children. And she has such passion for everything she does. And I think that's just an important thing to be able to show audiences, is those very strong, grounded women nowadays. I love it.
Incredible actresses, Carolyn, Bibi, Catherine, Angelica, all made special touches on this role. How is the fluidity and sensuality of Morticia different with your portrayal?
So that's one thing, those two words that you just said, fluidity and sensuality, right, are things that I really tried to bring to this character. And the incredible women who got to portray her before me, I was able to do a lot of research, and there's a lot of footage of all of those women. And so I really did watch every single thing I could to see their different takes on her and take little pieces, right, to create my own Morticia. And then for myself, like my background, not only musical theater, but as a dancer as well, I really tried to bring that, the flow to her movement. And again, that almost like she's floating on air. And again, her strength and bringing that forward in this production.
Did your years in ballet help with the fluidity of your movement?
Oh, it sure did. Absolutely. I spent my entire life basically training in ballet. And so I really do think that training really helped with her movement, because it really is very specific and very detailed, but very subtle at the same time. So the ability to control your movements and your body, especially musical theater, but specifically in this role, I think is a very important aspect of the character.
Now, I'm going to ask you to pick your favorite child. Is this show your favorite one you've done before? And if so, why?
No, honestly, this is probably in my top three, I would say. Mary Poppins, Morticia, and then I love playing Lily, Catherine, and Kiss Me, Kate. So those are kind of my top three favorite roles, and she's right up there. Again, getting to create this character, and she's such an iconic character, and I guess Mary Poppins is too. They have the honor to play two very iconic women. But this one is very specific again, and I love the macabre that Morticia brings, you know, in this specific role in this show. And I think that that's a really fun thing to get to play. She's very different than a lot of roles I play, because she is very somber and very, like I said, very controlled within her body and in herself. And so doing that role versus some of the other more comedic roles that I played, or the little more boisterous characters that I played, this has been such a fun challenge for me to really dial it in and pull it back and make her presence be enough in the exactly in the role, because she is. And Gomez is kind of more the comedic clownish character, where she just has to be very subtle and very, very contained in so many ways. And for me, that was a big challenge that I really enjoyed diving into.
Renee Catherine Coher joins us from the national tour of the Addams Family. And it's time for the Rocking 8-8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. Renee, there is no pressure.
Okay.
What's the best memory of your hometown of LaGrange, Illinois?
Oh, the pet parade when I was all the years. Every year they would close down the main highway in LaGrange, and they have this big parade where all the kids would dress up and bring their pets. And so I used to do the pet parade when I was a little girl and walk down the road with my animals.
Which do you prefer more, ballet, jazz, or tap?
Ballet, hands down. Fundamental, core, everything you need to know, basics, the base of all dance, ballet.
When did you start ballet?
When I was 3.
Wow.
3 years old. Absolutely.
You spent many years as an aerial artist. What's the one thing people can never understand about the difficulty of being an aerial artist?
I think the actual strength that it takes in your two hands to really do everything you have to do in aerial arts, because you make it look so effortless and so graceful. The idea that, oh my gosh, I'm literally holding myself up by my 10 fingers. That's something I think people don't really understand until they get on the apparatus and feel it themselves and go, oh, that's how that works.
Yeah, that'll hurt. If you could speak another language that isn't French, Japanese, or Russian, what would you learn next?
Spanish, because I don't know how I have never learned Spanish. It seems I'm like learning it now on Duolingo, because it's something I never did.
Wow.
I know. Crazy, right? Russian, Japanese, a little bit of Thai, French. Like, where did Spanish get dropped off? I don't know.
What's the best thing about your dog, Charlie?
Oh, his beautiful, adorable face and the fact that he feels everyone's emotions and really can tune in. And he knows if you're upset and will come and comfort you, or he knows if you're happy and he'll play. Like, he is a very good emotional support dog, even though he's not.
Now, the last Buffalo Bills game you saw in person was when?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I don't think I've ever seen them in person. I've only watched them on television.
Wow. Shocking, since you've been such a huge fan and you've never seen a game live?
No. But I was going to try a couple years ago, and then it just kind of all fell through. So I have not yet seen them in person. If anybody wants to help me out there, that'd be great.
Hey, Bills, call her.
Please.
Best musical you've seen, but haven't been a part of yet.
Ooh, best musical I've seen, but not yet been a part. Oh my goodness. Death Becomes Her. I just saw it in New York on Broadway. It's my new dream show. And yes, and that show is unbelievable. It's so fun, so funny. The talent blew my mind. So that's my new dream role.
If I could make you the boss of Broadway with powers that could change Broadway forever, what's the one thing you're changing?
This might be an unpopular opinion, but I would make tickets more affordable for anyone and everyone to come and experience a Broadway show, because I do think that is a very difficult thing right now, is sometimes the pricing isn't conducive to everybody's pocketbooks. And so I think I would like to make it more accessible to anybody, and especially children, because I think it's important for children to see it.
Renee Catherine Coher from The Addams Family National Tour joins us beyond the mic.
I love this. This is amazing.
Who inspired you on this career path?
My grandmother. Absolutely. When I was very little, she was the singer of the family, and we would drive around the back roads of Indiana and sing together in her car with her little 8 tracks that she would put in. And I think she really was the one who inspired me to be a singer and to follow that passion. And then also I had a dear friend growing up. Her name was Julie. And unfortunately, she passed away at a very young age. And I promised her that I would continue to do this, because she couldn't. And so that was another person. And I think she was the one who really inspired me to get into musical theater, not just be a singer, but to get into musical theater and be a singer and a dancer and do the whole thing. And that's where I fell in love with musicals, was because of Julie.
Who is the one teacher who helped you the most?
I would say Mr. S. Kreis. He was my kindergarten and first grade teacher, and he was the one who put me in my very first play. I did The Little Red Hen, and I still have the little beak in a frame. And he absolutely, hands down, I think, was one of the most incredible humans and best teachers that I've ever had. So, him.
What's the hardest thing about maintaining a relationship? You're on the road. You're in a new city every day. How hard is it to maintain a relationship while not even knowing what city you're in sometimes?
I think, you know, until you find the right partner, it is a very difficult thing to do, because a lot of times the person who's left behind is the one who's in their everyday life, the normal, and they're sitting there while you're off on all these amazing adventures and you're doing all these crazy things with new friends and new people that they don't maybe necessarily know. And so I think that can be a challenge. And so finding the right partner who understands, and I've been very lucky to have done that, someone who is in this business and was on the road for a long time themselves, and they know what this tour life is about, and they know what this industry is about, and they've been extremely supportive throughout the entire process and of me being on the road, and been able to come out and see the shows when they can, but also just, again, maintain the things that I need and versus what they need as well. And I think that's the biggest thing in any relationship, if you're in this business, is maintaining open communication and making sure that each partner is getting what they need in the moment during the tour or whatever, the contract, whatever it is you're doing. But communication is such a huge part. And if you're feeling like you're not getting what you need, you need to vocalize that and say, hey, these are the things that I need while you're away, or hey, while I'm on tour, these are the things I need from you. And can we find a common ground in being able to maintain this relationship? Because it is very challenging. Absolutely. Any relationship is challenging. And then you put a big old, I'm out of town for a year, you know, that's gonna cause a challenge. But communication is key.
You've done several shows multiple times. Mary Poppins, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, and now The Addams Family. What makes this show easy to go back to?
The excitement of having a whole new cast and crew and a different take on the role and having a different eyes on it, right? Our director, I have all of those shows that you mentioned have never been the same director. So they, you know, hadn't seen the production I'd done in the past. And so they bring a whole fresh new look and a fresh new vision and a fresh new eye to the role that you're doing. So I came in with what I, you know, what my Morticia, what I've created, but she's morphed because of my director and because of the cast members, and they're giving me different things. And so I adjust my character based on what they're giving. And that's exciting to get to revisit and remount. And maybe there were some things last time that I did that I was like, that wasn't my favorite. And so now I have the chance to really rebuild her in the way that fits this show, and going in with a brand new eye on what this show is versus what the show I did last time was. That's so exciting to get to do that.
Why is this cast so special for you?
Oh, because they're such incredible, amazing people. Everybody in this cast is so incredibly talented, and they're so kind, and everybody has, you know, different interests and different loves, but we're all really able to be one big family, which I think is so special, especially being on the road, because you're not only working with these people, you're living with these people. And this particular group of people have been so wonderful in every aspect, really. And, you know, everybody has their little friend groups, and that's great. But when we all get together, we're able to cohabitate and have a really great time together. And I think that's really special. It's a special thing when you find people who can really get along in this environment. And that was what has happened here. So I'm really blessed.
Now, talking about that special cast, what's your favorite song from the Addams Family that you don't even have a part in?
Oh, I can answer that right off the top. My favorite song is called Happy Sad. And it's the moment that Gomez is singing about Wednesday, and he's singing to her and about her growing up and how he's so happy that she's finding her way and so happy that, you know, she's living her life and finding her journey, but obviously sad that the little girl is growing up and maybe doesn't need him as much anymore. And it's just a beautiful ballad that happens in Act Two. And I think it's a very precious, heartfelt moment that maybe the audience gets surprised by, that they, you know, this musical comedy has so much more depth than I think you're expecting. And that's one of my favorite moments. I love to listen to it every night.
What's your favorite Broadway musical of all time?
Oh my gosh, that's so difficult. My favorite Broadway song of all time. My favorite Broadway show of all time is Cabaret. But is my favorite Broadway song in that show? I don't know. That's a really hard question. I love I Hate Men from Kiss Me Kate. I also love Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins. I also love, oh my goodness, every single song in Death Becomes Her and Hadestown and Spring Awakening. And I've been really on a Next to Normal kick for some reason since the Pro Shot came out. Living, I Miss the Mountains. Huh, gorge.
Renee went out on the so road. Many. What's the one comfort item you've brought with you to make you feel better?
Yes. I have two that I bring. This is going to sound very silly, but I have an electric skillet that I bring because I like to cook.
You're not the first one. I've talked to Broadway stars who've brought skillets, rice cookers.
Yes. That's exactly how I feel. I want to cook my own things. And we have grilled cheese night like once or twice a month where I make everybody these massive, unbelievably delicious grilled cheeses. And then we watch a musical. So we have like grilled cheese night. It's very special. I'm very special to me. And so my electric skillet, because I have to be able to cook. And then I have this really funny thing where I have a sleep mask that has brown noise that plays, because at home we sleep with brown noise. And so that was just something that was given to me that is so special, that really helps me on the road feel like I'm back home in our bedroom, like with the brown noise. So that those two items.
Instant follow-up time. How many cheeses do you put on a grilled cheese sandwich?
All the cheeses. There's probably like seven cheeses we put on there. There's very specific cheese you have to put on.
What is it?
And then I like a little pepper jack, Gruyere, and then also what else do we do? We do Gruyere, we do a cheddar. You have to have a good cheddar. Absolutely. I like to put like a pepper jack or some kind of spicy cheese on there. We've done so many different things, but usually there's at least 7 to 8 different cheeses that we put on to our grilled cheese. Oh, and then the herb butter is very important. with the garlic.
Let's talk about the future with Renee Catherine Coer from the Addams Family National Tour. Be on the mic. Renee, what's your dream role?
Oh, my current dream role is either going to be Diana in Next to Normal or either of the women in Death Becomes Her, because they're both amazing and fierce, and I am just blown away by them.
Each of us has dreams for the future. What's yours?
Oh, just continue doing what I love and continuing to share art with people. And I honestly don't even care where that is, you know, here at home, on the road again. But being able to bring that to communities and people who need it right now. I think art is very important, and especially musicals and telling stories and giving people a break from their lives, because I feel like right now that, you know, some people are going through a rather difficult time. So if we can let them escape for 2 hours or 2.5 hours and make them feel something different, I think that's extremely important. And then, of course, being with my beautiful family and getting to experience art with them as well.
How has your family strengthened you as you share your love of theater with others?
Oh my goodness. They are my backbone and my support, and they are the epitome of family and what you want to have as a family, where they will, like I said, support you, and they support me in everything I'm doing, and I support them as well. My partner is a performer too, and so when he's in shows, I support him. I just got to watch his opening. I was home for his opening this past Friday of Into the Woods, and I'm very proud of him for the work he's done in that. And so it's a give and take, right? So he gives me the support, I give it right back, and then we get to experience it all together. And I think that's very important, especially in a family unit, the support you can give one another.
Who is the star that you look up to that's on Broadway right now?
Oh my goodness. Right now, let's see, on Broadway. I would say, yeah, so currently on Broadway is going to be Megan Hilty. She's, like I said, she's killing it in Death Becomes Her. She's always been such a force in the musical theater realm and the world. I absolutely look up to her and her talent and her drive and everything that she's been doing. In the past, Carol Burnett has always been one of my biggest idols that I've always looked up to. I think her comedic abilities and everything that she gives to a role and to people is just outstanding, as well as Julie Andrews. Like I said, I'm old school, so I love the classics as well. And so she was always one of my other idols, like, growing up.
So what's the best 1950s to 1980s musical of all time?
I'm going to go, that's really difficult. Let's see, 50, go back a little bit further, Golden Age. Let's get into your Oklahomas and your Carousels and your Brigadoon and all of those glorious classics, Camelot, the score. It's like Kiss Me, Kate. Like I said, I love the scores, the Cole Porter, all of those, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Rodgers and Hart. Yes, those are my all-time favorite classics. And then you get into the mega musicals, of course, and you have your Miss Saigons and your Les Miserables and all of those, when you get into Claude Michael Schoenberg and all of those incredible composers. And then, of course, Stephen Sondheim, just the most brilliant man with the Sweeney Todd and Into the Woods and everything he's done. So I could go on for decades. Like, there's just so much incredible theater out there.
So what's the first Broadway musical you ever saw?
Annie. It was the very first Broadway, and it was a show I've never done. I've never been in Annie. I don't know how. I feel like I don't know how to explain it, but there's something crazy about the fact I've never been in it. But it's another dream role. Anybody, I don't care who I play. I'll play the dog.
It's time for One Big Question with Renee Catherine Coher, Beyond the Mic. Renee, how has Broadway theater changed you?
Oh my goodness. It has changed me from the first time I was able to go see a Broadway show. It has inspired me to continue to better myself in my career and continue. Every time I go see a Broadway show, I get inspired to be better at my job and to continue to learn and grow and go out there and give it all I've got to perform. And I think that's one of the biggest things going to see a show that you can take away, is watching those incredible performers up there and their talents, and walking away saying, all right, I'm going to go take a dance class today because I haven't in a while, or I need to go back and feel that, you know, spark that it sparks a fire and re-sparks that passion that you have for it and makes you want to just better yourself.
So what do you want people to take away from the Addams Family?
I hope they take away a lot of things. I hope that they take away a sense of family and a feeling of heart that maybe they didn't expect. I hope that they laugh. I hope that they just have a hysterical time and that they leave with their families going, that was one of the funniest, most fun shows I've been to in a really, really long time. And that they can just leave feeling uplifted and having a new, like I said, letting that spark inside of them grow into that passion to want to go see more theater or be a part of theater, or their children put them into camps or go, you know, do a show or something like that. I really hope that that's what we inspire people to do.
She thanks Mr. Eskrist, who cast her in her first role, loves Death Becomes Her, and wants you to see the Addams Family National Tour. Renee, Catherine, Goer, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. This is wonderful. Thank you.
And that, my friends, is Beyond the Mic. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.